cried while he looked around the room and smiled. "I would like three players for your school to be in the team," he said. "The teacher will choose our 10 top players," Mrs. Jack explained it. "Their names will be put on the gymnastics board at lunchtime today. I'm going to work with this group tomorrow so that I can select the three best players to be in the junior super size," said Brad. The lunchtime bell rang and the children quickly put away their books. "I feel so nervous," said Eddie, as he and Nina raced across to the gym. There was already a big group of children standing at the nursery board. "Yaham," one of the girls yelled. "My name's on the list," Eddie squeezed in bedroom. Between two tall boys, "Nina, you're in Brad's group too," he shouted, "and so am I." The next morning, Eddie and Nina and the other 8 children arrived at school early. Brad was waiting for them in the gym. "I'd like to begin with some breath stirring, touching the different," he said as they gathered around him. "First, I'll demonstrate some moves," said with Eddie and Nina. Brad tried to pass the ball to Nina, but Eddie leaped between them and grabbed it. "Nina, you're need to keep your eye on Eddie," said Brad, laughing. "He's very fast." Brad brought the ball to Nina again. She moved quickly behind Eddie and dunked it. Brad nodded. "That's much better," he said. "Now the rest of you can work on this move. Then we'll try something more difficult."